That I want to see.
Yeah. Hey. Well, she does that all the time.
Roberta Passanella going, hi, I'm Doug Steffen.
That's it, right?
Nice to meet you.
I go, hi, I'm Doug Steffen.
You need to be on the search for new co-hosts, Roberta.
Our Queen of Cheap is with us today. He has some deals for you from Michael's and Chili's and more. That's what's new at DougSteffen.com. Well, there are a lot of things that are new at DougSteffen.com. Wouldn't want to have the same stuff there every day, would you? Why would you want to have that? It would be boring. It is going to be.
You can also see both Doug and I live on the video at the Good Day Show.
You can?
That's hot.
Yeah, you're not moving too much, though, Doug.
I'm not, no.
Oh, no, that's a still picture of you.
Did somebody try to hook up with me?
Yeah, Michael did earlier, so we can try it in a few minutes.
I was just being attacked by an ant.
Look out.
Sorry. I had an ant on my arm.
You'll be okay.
On her arm?
I step on it. It was on my arm. I pushed it.
She's good, but she's not that good. Imagine that.
Stop. How's drop and roll?
How's that step for a visualization? Try to imagine somebody who put their
big bucks,
arm down on the floor and then try to step on it with her foot. That's a the guy that does that? Remember the guy from the movie, the first Ocean's 11? I think he was in a couple of them.
Oh, yeah. The
Chinese guy that could do all of that stuff?
Yeah, he could do it. I could step on my arm.
Perfect.
I think.
U.S. soldiers marking Memorial Day yesterday in Iraq and Afghanistan. Solemn flag-raising ceremonies, candlelight vigils, prayer. 46,000 soldiers still in Iraq. 100 people gathered at the headquarters of the Corps of Engineers holding candles as Black Hawk helicopters were overhead. In Afghanistan, we have 94,000 troops, you know, there, stationed. 1,400 service members dying there. I don't understand why we're still there. I don't think anybody else understands it either, but it is what it is. But that's
because
not the
it's a breeding ground for terrorism?
No, it isn't. It's the Taliban. There's no more terrorists there. Taliban isn't interested in being terrorists. Taliban's interested in growing drugs and pot and selling it. There's no more terrorism there.
Which then
they're gone to Pakistan.
What do they do with the money that they make with the drugs?
The Taliban?
That they sell.
Good question.
What does that money go for?
They use it to.
You think they're having pool parties?
They're all. That's the Memorial Day special at the Taliban instead of at Macy's.
Taliban.
Right? Detroit says after years of being outgunned by the Japanese. They feel it. I don't know whether this is good or not. You tell me what you think. 800-510-8255. So the Japanese can't compete because they can't make as many cars. So now the Americans say we're going to take advantage of their problem and build smaller cars to mimic the successful Hondas and Toyotas and Hyundais and whatever else is out there.
They'd be foolish not to.
Well, why wouldn't they have done it already?
Well, this is just an opportunity for them to get a leg up.
But why wouldn't they have done
advantage
it
of the
already.
Unfortunate situation that Japan is going through?
You know why
they manufacture automobiles?
You know why Chrysler paid back its debt? By the way, did you hear that last week? That the Chrysler Fiat, which is now Chrysler, paid back the billions of dollars that they borrowed from the American taxpayer way in advance, pretty much like they did when Lee Iacocca was running it. And the number one biggest selling car that they have is a, well, they have two things.
It's a Ram truck.
Doing very well. Yeah. It's,
it's not a car.
The Ram truck. That what is it, a 3500 with a diesel Cummings engine in it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Look out for that thing. I got coming out of the yard.
It's like a train yesterday. Coming down the road. You can hear it coming a mile away.
That's from the bigger is better department, I guess. But they also are selling a lot of these little Fiats in Europe, anyway. They started selling. They're going to start selling them here and in Canada, but they aren't selling them yet over here.
The Chrysler small car is almost non-existent. They don't have too much of a selection there.
Well, but they have the Fiat.
That's why the Fiat will.
Right, exactly.
You know, Roberta, one day I think you and I should just spend a whole 20 minutes talking about shoes and make these guys listen to that.
That's a wonderful idea.
I like shoes.
What's wrong? Everybody buys a car. What's your problem?
Everybody does.
Everybody buys
car.
Shoes.
Everybody buys. What?
Jennifer,
I just realized I glazed over for a second.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Really?
For somebody who is as capable as you are to be one of the girls who only knows how to put gas in a car, I have a hard time believing that.
Hmm. How do you know? I can change a tire.
Can you?
I guess so. Yeah.
Then why do you glaze over when we talk about a truck?
Because you're getting like passionate over.
I know somebody, a woman who drives a Dodge Ram 3500 with a Cummins engine in it.
Are you kidding? I've always wanted a truck.
Yeah.
But see, there's just there's a different. I don't know. Roberta, were you glazing
girl.
A little?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Wow.
Just wanted to see.
I got two great pairs of sandals last week, you know, and they're flats, and they have, like, the little gems sewn onto the top of them.
I love
you know,
the
one's
gem
in, like,
stuff.
A silverish gray, and the other one is black, and, like, they're really comfy, and I
Everybody
love them.
Everybody should have a gemstone pair of sandals, I think.
I got two pairs. I can't believe I found two pairs.
My ears are glazing over now. I'm going to get the wax. I'm going to get one of those.
I got a pair of wedgies,
and see if I get the wax out of my ears.
You know the cork wedgies? I got a pair of cork wedgies.
I love getting a wedgie.
time for us to really change this.
Cork wedgie. I don't need to go anywhere.
The weather in the Midwest is being blamed on carbon emissions. International Energy Agency says that even with the recession, greenhouse gas emissions have increased to 30 gigatons. Does anybody have any idea what a gigaton is?
That's a lot.
All right, hit me with that again.
The International Energy Agency says that the problem with the atmosphere is that we are burning too many fossil fuels. We burned a gigaton more last year than we did the year before. A gigaton is a lot of tons. It's a big lot of tons. Burning up.
A gig is 1,000, right?
Is it? Okay, well, so 1,000. Yeah, 1,000, 30,000 tons of carbon dioxide. If that's right, Richie, I can't tell you that I know that, so I'm going to trust you. You're giving us info. And the London School of Economics says, the guy who's a professor was asked to comment on this information.
Well, it's a measure of strength of an explosion.
Oh, okay.
How many billion tons TNT would be needed to produce the same energy?
All right, so we have 30 times all of that. That's the bottom line.
Okay.
And that's why we're having all this lousy
weather.
So it would
take 30 billion tons of TNT to equal that same amount of energy, to produce that same amount.
You're buying into that? 800-510-8255. Who thinks that's good information? Coming up in a few minutes, examples of bad taste. And
good.
I'll be asking,
just look in your closet. Tons of them.
Especially those blue corduroys.
Yeah, and then go down to your walk through the house and see some of the decorations around the house. Yoda sign and what else you got laying over there? Turn your camera on so everybody can see some examples of bad taste. Come on.
That's mean.
You done now being an a-hole?
Not even close.
No. All right.
I got so much more.
I know you do. Right. Let's talk about a new product. Actually, not a new. We've been talking about Lumitone from New Vitality for a couple of months now. This is the way for you. And I talk about it this time of day because Lumitone does you more good at this time of the day. It's gentle around your eyes. It's tough on crow's feet. Tough. This is a revolution in fixing the fine lines, the bags, the things that you want to have eliminated from under your eyes. This is just for your eyes. This is the anti-wrinkle under-your-eye Lumitone look that you want. The word Lumitone and the word free, they go together. Pretty cool, right? And here's the number for that action. The anti-aging cream for your eyes, Lumitone, is 800-894-3302. Richie, 800-894-3302. You can look bright and refreshed in just seconds. Get the puffiness, the bags, gonzo. 43% in a week lose the dark circles under their eyes. This is really very cool. It's made from a soft, silky powder. It's not greasy. It's not oily. You got dark circles and heavy bags under your eye. I want you to try a free jar of Lumitone before you do anything else. Call 800-894-3302. A free jar of Lumitone for your eyes awaits at 800-894-3302.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 50-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See Rent-A-Center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends Metafast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend Metafast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The Metafast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MetafastKen.com. That's MetafastKen.com. Or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details. MetafastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Sam from Provo writes, how come a slim chance and a fat chance mean the same thing, but a wise man and a wise guy are opposites?
Oh, it's a peculiar mystery indeed. Sort of like how Geico's website is geico.com, not geico.ridiculouslysimplesavings or geico.payyourbill from the comfort of your computer. Both those names would make a lot more sense.
Wow, you are a wise man, gecko man.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
19 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Okay, examples of things done in bad taste. Ed Schultz gets in trouble for his rant about Laura Ingraham.
Yes.
How many people think that's an example of bad taste?
Bad
here?
Taste.
Yeah, very
yes.
Bad taste. You know that story, right, Roberta? Where'd Roberta
no,
go?
I didn't hear that one.
You didn't hear that story?
I'm here.
Ed.
I'm here. No, I didn't.
Okay.
I'm
this
here.
Is great. I'm having
yeah,
a great
she's
time.
She's got narcolepsy.
I'm
leave her alone.
Ed
Hello?
Schultz got into trouble. He called Laura Ingraham a right-wing slut and lost.
Roberta would probably agree with
yeah,
that.
Like, oh, yeah. Yeah. You bit.
But it was bad taste.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Totally.
Not nice.
No.
Here's another example. Last week, this is a great 2020 News Quiz question, actually. I believe that what the English called the president when he arrived in London, they have a code. You know, like, what do they call him here in our country? They have every president has a code. Secret Service has a code word
right.
That they use for him. Okay, so when he was in England last week, he was referred to by the code name blank, 800-510-8255. What term, a two-word term, did the British use to refer to Obama? His British code name was blank blank. 800-5.
Get the dump button ready.
510.
This is so fun.
800. But it was, I think it was an example of bad taste, but you tell me. 800-510-8255. Code name for Obama.
Finger on the button.
Else.
I have one.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
It's got a little bit happier rhythm to it.
Yeah, right. The Who, as you know, is responsible for the themes of all the CSI shows.
Yes.
Pick that out. Ear doctors today were not in need of drumming up business. There were plenty of people who had a problem. On this date in 1976, The Who put out a total of 76,000 watts of power and 120 decibels, playing the loudest concert ever heard. And they made it into the Guinness Book of World Records.
Yeah, ask Pete Townsend what he thinks of that now.
Yeah.
He's literally...
He's blind.
He's mostly deaf.
He's mostly deaf, and he speaks out about it.
Yeah. What?
Exactly.
What?
Anyway, Roberta is clueless today. Have you noticed? Not that that's anything different from
the movie. I know what's going on.
We're talking about examples of bad taste. And I used the Ed Schultz thing with Laura Ingraham as one example. The British code name for Mr. Obama when he was there last week was an insult.
It was actually Scotland Yard. That came up with that name.
Well, whatever it is, the British, that's what they use.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Jim, down in Florida, what do you think the code name was?
I think the code name was Curious George.
That's an interesting pitch in that.
But right.
No, that's not the correct
okay,
answer.
Curious yeah. George.
But good shot at it anyway, Jim. Thank you. 800-510-8255. What was the name that was given, the code name for President Obama, to... words. Shelley Palmer coming up in a few minutes. U.S. Congress recently passing an extension for the Patriot Act. 4 more years of anti-terrorism, like the stupidity of the TSA. This is another example of bad taste, in my opinion. On The View yesterday, Sherry was talking about her problems going through airport security. She has a 6-year-old son, Richie Play, cut 3101. This is just another example of these people and the unbelievable.
Sherry, you have a little problem because you fly a lot. So let's start off the show with our regular feature, Sherry's problem.
Well, you know, it was...
She had dilemma.
Sherry's dilemma.
Well, I was flying, and Jeffrey and I were going through the security line, and the TSA folks said, I don't know, the buzzer kept going off. So they came to me, they did their job, they said, we got to pat you down, we got to do this, we got to do it, very efficient. And as they were doing it, I had Jeffrey sit down. Jeffrey got hysterical because they were very, even in their efficient, they're very rough and they push you. And Jeffrey wanted to hold my hand.
Yeah.
And the lady said, no, you have to sit down. And I think that little man inside of him saw somebody pushing his mother and he wanted to protect me. And he just got hysterical, and I kept going, Jeffrey, aww, it's okay, honey. Mommy's going to be done. And it just, you know, and the more she kept doing it, the more hysterical he got. Yeah. Thankfully, it ended. I don't, and the TSA did their job, but I think that they need to maybe do some extra stuff with the TSA people, yeah, where it, 30 seconds where you they think? Bend down and they say, hi, what's your name? I'm Elizabeth. Right. You know, and they talk to the kids so they don't seem like such a stranger.
You know, when jerks. I was coming back from L.A. a few weeks ago, I got patted down. And guess who was getting patted down right next to me?
Who?
Sean.
70-something-year-old John Amos.
Oh, cool.
The actor from Good Times and Delta Force and all that stuff.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Guy was as funny as can be, and I'm thinking, John Amos.
The way to do it.
John Amos. You know
all
the
right,
guy.
Rich. Gene.
John was funny.
Will you be quiet so that
funny?
I can do this? This is my program. Quiet. What's the name? John, what's the code name for the president?
My name's Gene. You talking to me?
I was talking to you, yes.
Okay. Well, the code name's Smart Alex.
And I said Gene when I introduced you. You're not paying any more attention than Roberta is. All right, hold on a second. Yeah, how to ruin a good bit. Smart Alec. Hold on a minute.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, the U.S. Congress recently passed an extension for the Patriot Act, leading to 4 more years of the anti-terrorism mandate. The laws technically allow the FBI to access billions of gigabytes of user information obtained by companies. President Obama signed the bill into law, despite having many critics. In other news, according to All Things Digital, Twitter is planning to launch its own photo-sharing service. Currently, services like TwitPic let users take photos from their smartphone and post it right to Twitter. Developers have already been told to stop making their own versions. And finally, companies are reaching a tipping point with cyber attacks, and PBS was the most recent victim. Its website got hacked in retaliation for running a documentary about the WikiLeaks scandal. Users' website login information was posted online, but PBS has already taken it down. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it. For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you now watch instantly with Netflix?
Oh, unlimited TV episodes?
Correct.
Watch
unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendovite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendovite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Queen of Chief here, Roberta Fasanelli, has some deals for you today. Coming right up, the story from Florida this weekend, for those of you who were out of touch with some of the news, the elements, the info that we normally follow. This is a news talk program, in a sense, conversation about what's going on in the news, having fun with some of the issues. Police officers and criminals dressed like police officers, apparently impersonators way out of control, to the point where there are some who think we ought not to allow uniform outfits to rent police officer uniforms. The incubator for law-breaking innovation in South Florida, there have now become, is almost like a union of better organized police impersonators. And the most troubling aspect of this is that they have become more violent. Miami-Dade Police Department has a police impersonator unit. They go on the scene of a crime, and they can't tell if they have responders from all over the city. They don't know who the real police are and who they aren't. And apparently some of the police have, or some of the impersonators, imposters, have gone into, let's say there's a robbery, and the police impersonators are there supposedly to investigate, and they go in and they're helping themselves to whatever may not have been looted by the real criminals. Apparently it's become a real problem.
Oh, my goodness.
And you can imagine police impersonators going to somebody's house and knocking on the door and say, well, we have a complaint about something. Would you step outside for a minute? And they go inside and they clean out the jewelry box. You know, stuff like that. So more of that seems to be a prominent problem. But it's something somebody will figure out the answer to. We'll paint all of the, how about we have green police officer uniforms instead of blue ones to rent out. That'll be the police officer uniforms that will be rented by the companies will be green. All right? When's the last time you saw a police officer dressed in green? And why is it that they're all dressed in blue?
St. Patty's Day?
Well, yeah, maybe. Thought of Irish cops. Seriously, why is it that police officers wear a blue uniform? Why do firemen wear blue uniform? Why don't the firemen wear a red uniform? And why don't police, I'm not being facetious, wear a green uniform?
I don't know. Blue is a very
dull,
traditional, patriotic, red, white, and blue.
What's that got to do with putting out fires and being a policeman?
Color.
Nah.
Think about it. A blue power
creativity.
Suit, that's what people always wear when they want power. It's a power color.
Nope. Not buying it.
No.
Nope.
Come on.
Makes no sense. Change the color. Police, firemen need to be
like
wearing
blue,
different colored uniforms. And it's the era of the imposter. So let's change the colors. All those in favor say aye.
Let's make them tie-dye.
Aye.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, tie-dye.
Freedom right? Like dude.
Like the one I have, the shirt I had on the other day. All right, let's check with Roberta, the queen of cheap. Our deals today from Michael. You like Michaels, don't you? You're always talking about queen. Michaels.
I love Michaels.
Michaels is great.
It's Roberta Casanelli.
Okay, let's start with Chili's, just reminding you that kids' free meal today is the last day, May 31st. You can get two free kids' meals with each adult entree purchase. So go over there and feed the kids for nothing. Can I say for nothing, or does it have to be just
no, for nothing's nothing? Okay. That works.
But I think nothing's okay. I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
Okay, if your kid has 140 things, and what kid doesn't, you can get 140 free baby and child labels to stick all over their stuff. So like when friends come over and they try to walk off with the stuff, go, no, it's my kid. See his name's on it. So that's always handy stuff.
Great.
Get a free ebook for you or your
kid. We label everything.
Opera.
Uh-huh.
No, you have to label everything.
Right?
If you have a kid, you know you need to label everything.
Everything.
You know that you have to do that. I get a free ebook, Phantom of the Opera. Amazon.com has it. You can read it on your Kindle or on your iPod or on your smartphone or on your iPad or on your computer or wherever. Michael's. I love Michael's. Great coupons.
Yep.
We've got 50% off, 40% off. I use them. Personally, I use them to buy picture frames because the prices there were really good for picture frames to begin with. And then when you slap it with a 50% off coupon, can't be.
We use it for the kids' art box.
Of the art box, that's right. Great stuff in there. And Canvas people, speaking of pictures, you can get a free 8x10 or 55% off any other thing at Canvas people. And this is a great idea for Father's Day. Get one of your dad's favorite photos, either of himself or of his family or of a sports team or whatever it is, and have a canvas made out of it, and you will get that free. And, you know, Father's Day is, what, 3 weeks off, I think?
Yeah, that's the next holiday, Father's Day.
The next big holiday.
Yeah.
So you'll find all of this on the Queen of Cheap website at DougStefan.com.
All right, speaking
or
of
show.com, right?
The police, yes. This is, by the way, this show may go down in history, at least in recent memory, as the most poorly timed or most disjointed of any program that I've done, because nobody seems to be on the same page. I'm on page 2 of page 3. For those of you who are following along at home, please turn over to page 2. All right, on the playbook for the program today. We've been talking about bad taste. When I think of bad taste, I think of Arnold Schwarzenegger. Do I have to say any more?
He pretty much is the poster boy in that category,
doesn't he?
Yeah.
Right. That's about. I don't think we have to. We've come up with some other sort of. We've taken it's like the rapid fire approach to it, but I think he is the ultimate example of bad taste, frankly. 800-510-8255. Okay, I'm a little bit late with this, but it's worth a shot. As I was just talking about the police imposters around, and now I want to know if you know which city has the highest number of police per capita in the United States. Which of our major cities has the highest number of police per capita in our country? 800-510-8255. I don't know.
Per capita. That could be. Yeah, per capita could
per
throw
capita.
It off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, per capita means.
Can I guess?
How many? No, you can't.
One guess. Just give me one.
No. 800-510-8255.
Do I go to this city a lot?
800-510-8255. The number of police per capita in this city is higher than that relationship.
And it makes sense.
Oh, yeah, it does make sense.
It makes sense why.
Yeah, right. All right, so what's the city? You'll get a swell Doug Steffen prize if you identify it properly and correctly. The numerous records at the box office over the weekend shattered by The Hangover Part 2.
Oh, my God, did you
which
see
grossed
this?
Almost $140 million.
And it's the same movie.
Over the weekend.
Just
the same
movie. The new city.
There's going to be a third one.
Yeah.
Sure, I'll guess so. $140 million.
Yeah, it's amazing. The movie about nothing. You talk about Seinfeld and the anniversary of that, the show. This movie is about nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Okay. Our message here about promotion, I find a lot of people responding to this, so I continue to underscore it. Text message marketing. The folks at CaptainEmail.com have a great way for you to deliver your message directly to your clients and your prospects' cell phones. You can learn more about it. Better yet, see a free, they'll give you a free trial if you text Doug to 313131. Text Doug to 313131. Keyword Doug, short code 313131. See how fast this whole message system works. So you want to get directly to your clients and your prospects. Free trial. Text Doug to 313131. 17 before the hour, and good day.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
If you've never experienced gelling with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gelling does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class
while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all-day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gelling?
I'm glad I have feet.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch unlimited TV episodes instantly through your what?
The game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 50-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
The time is 15 before the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden is at the controls in Washington. Michael Horn is taking... Michael Horn. Michael...
Hello.
Michael
Daddy?
Fortier is... he's hopefully still asleep. Michael Fortier is taking your calls at 800-510-8255. We've yet to have anybody identify the city in our country which has the highest police per capita rank. It is... It's not the biggest city, but this number makes sense. So what city do you think has the highest number of police per number of people in the country? That's what that means. What city are we talking about? 800-510-8255. I thought it was interesting that Jim Tressel, who has long been a god in Ohio, resigned yesterday after 30 4 years doing things at Ohio State. Remember, he came to Heidelberg. This guy was, I'm not a big football fan. I think it gets way overblown. Jim Trussell, the nice guy, had a good conversation with him. Apparently, there was a tattoo parlor in the locker room.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear that story?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, Gonzo.
I'm sure you're all upset,
Shake things up a little bit.
Yeah.
Diana Nyad, remember her?
No.
She was a very important women's swimmer, getting ready to swim from Cuba to Florida this week.
What's the big deal? They do that every day.
That's good.
As a matter of fact, they bring along 56 Buicks with them.
Yeah, right. The tubes.
Yeah.
George, what is the city that has the highest number of police per people living there?
I'll say Washington, D.C.
A guess or do you know?
That's a guess.
It's a knowing guess because that is the correct answer. Washington does have the highest number of police. And it's interesting to look at some of the other stats. There are more people who rent in Washington than any other major city. That is, people do not own their homes in Washington.
Sure.
They rent them.
It's a transient city.
Yeah.
People are here for 4 years.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay. Well, George, you started to say something. Excuse me.
I was just going to say Rich said, you know, that it made sense, and that seemed to be a clue.
So, in fact, Richie gave it away. If you would never have had a clue if Richie had opened his big yap.
You want to know what's funny? I was actually thinking New Orleans.
Really?
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because of the amount of police that they have, and they still haven't gotten their full population back. So I actually thought it was New Orleans.
Really?
Wow.
But, D.C. makes sense. You have a Capitol Police, you have a Secret
Service. Detroit's number two, by the way, on that list.
Okay.
Washington number one, Detroit number two.
Detroit's an empty city. They don't have a whole lot of
police. That's right. They have a lot of police there. That's for sure. Lots of police. But Detroit's always been a dangerous city. I don't want to cast a spell on it. But I think Detroit's I never have found anything about Detroit that I liked, frankly. I like some of the cities north of there. Flint's an interesting city. A lot of interesting industry, good American industry, was there. But it's just Detroit now is just
Was it General Motors or Ford that's opening up two factories in Detroit again?
Ford.
Starting this month.
Yeah.
And they're going to have 2,600 jobs being added.
They all ought to be. Detroit was Motor City. They ought to all build their plants or rebuild the ones that are there.
Absolutely.
Refurbish them, if you will. All right, George, hold on just a second. Jennifer, let's update everybody on what's going on from the world of television. I've been sort of watching what some of these new shows are about. Here's Person of Interest. Which, according to the information I've seen, has had the highest audience test scores for any new CBS show in the past 15 years.
Cool. Hmm.
I don't know any of the people who are in it. Michael Emerson from Lost, which one was he?
He played Michael. No, Michael Emerson was Ben, wasn't he? Yes, he played Ben.
Yeah, he was Ben.
Do you like how I just talked to myself about that?
Yeah, very good. Plays a mysterious billionaire who uses technology to stop people from committing crimes.
He's a great creepy little actor. I love him.
And Jim Caviezel?
He played Jesus Passion of the Christ, yes.
All right, so what news do you have for us?
All right, so tonight, big premieres. America's Got Talent starts tonight, also continuing on The Voice on NBC. And if you're into sports, don't forget the NBA Finals starts Mavericks against the Heat. LeBron James. Oh. Criminal Minds made a big announcement. They are keeping Padgett Brewster. The rumor was she was leaving the show, but they are getting rid of Rachel Nichols. So if you watch that show, she's on her way out. And Caroline Ray is getting a brand new show. She was on Sabrina the Teenage Witch, had her own talk show. She's going to be hosting Cakewalk, Wedding Cake Edition. I know you'll be tuning into that one, Dougie.
She keeps getting shows.
And Snooki got arrested in Italy while they're taping Jersey Shore over there.
What
she crashed into a cop car.
What a shock.
Oh,
a
bunch of jerks.
No alcohol was involved, however, so good news for her.
She couldn't see around her...
Her poof?
Yeah, never mind. 50. What a waste of time and talent. Oy. 51 after the...
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS. 401 Pass.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
7:30.
It's now 53 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, full of questions and full of answers. By the way, for those of you who are wondering how to get away with making love while your children are around, the Brad Pitt Angelina Jolie secret to success is to tell the children, Mommy and Daddy are going off to kiss now, and the children go, ew, gross, but apparently the children...
Yeah, or you have 47 do. Nannies. Like
right,
ages,
yeah.
So
yeah,
what are
yeah.
you complaining right. about?
Going off to kiss now.
Right.
Ugh. Yeah. Kiss. Isn't that sweet? All right, anyway, I'm distracted by a picture of the late Elizabeth Taylor I just saw on a golf cart. She had it up to her legs. There was something about that woman's legs. All right, never mind. Next.
I would have said her eyes, but you know,
don't look a penny.
Just shows she's more shallow.
All right, Jennifer, you know what we forgot to talk about?
What?
The story at DougSteffen.com today about HD TVs.
Ooh.
And how some of the new HD TVs are apparently very problematic. Richie, you've got a new HD. Don't you have an HD TV?
Got a couple of them, brother.
Yeah, so what's the problem with yours?
Nothing. I got a nice shiny picture. Works
apparently,
well.
Well, apparently a lot of them are catching fire, and never mind catching on, a lot of burning up.
That you could know be what? A problem.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, I did notice I walked by my TV, and it had been on for a while, and I was like, wow, this is
they're bursting into
hot.
Flames.
Yeah.
They're bursting into flames.
Yeah.
Literally. So
that's actually pretty cool.
Wiring problems. These things are they made in Japan? They made in China? Where are they made?
Japan, mostly.
In Japan. Now,
sure.
So where are they going to get made now? Because Japan's probably going to be behind the eight ball.
I'm sure they will get made in Japan. I don't know of anywhere. Mexico, actually. A lot of them get made in Mexico. In Tijuana, Sony has a big plant right over the line.
Mm-hmm. All right. So here's a post from Kelly in Stockton, Utah, listening to us in the Salt Lake station. She says, I've had my 42-inch Vizio, is that how you pronounce it? V-I-Z-I-O? Vizio?
I got one, yeah.
Yeah. For about 3 years. Last Monday, we were watching TV. All of a sudden, there was a loud pop. The screen went black, and then the television burst into flames.
No, I have
shooting,
a Vizio, too.
Shooting flames out of the back of the television set.
That's awesome.
Oh. Yeah. I see, what makes me nervous is mine is hanging on a wall, so I can't imagine if it was flaming from the back. That'd be a real problem.
I would think it was like some kind of new 3D special effect, you know, that comes with the movie.
The television blows up.
You're watching some Schwarzenegger flick with you know, explosions and everything, and all of a sudden it starts shooting flames out the back of the TV. I'm like, this is awesome.
Yeah. All right, so under the circumstances, well, I have a sort of traditional televisions here. I don't think any of them are going to blow up.
You have flat screens.
I have a couple of flat screens, yeah. But these are the step above them, aren't they? These TVs, are they LCD flat screens? Aren't they a step above what I have?
You either have a plasma or an LCD. LCD are the ones that they're having problems with.
I think I have plasma. They're less expensive anyway, aren't they?
Plasma is less expensive, yes.
Yeah, right. Okay, so we have to be careful of those sorts of things, or at least the old word to a word to the wise. Sufficient. Let's see, the television repairman, no, this is not a television repairman. This is an ATM. I saw this and I thought at first, okay, this is a television, no. There's from San Francisco, the story today at DougStephan.com about the ATM repairman.
Oh, yeah.
He goes to fix the ATMs and he brings with him counterfeit money.
And swaps it out.
He swaps it out.
The guy's a genius.
I'm now that I saw this, I'm thinking to myself, how come nobody's tried to figure this out before or nobody's done this before? This guy's been charged with substituting counterfeit homemade bills. His name is Samuel Kioski. He's arrested after a traffic stop a couple of weeks ago. He allegedly made what amounted to not very good $20 imitations, and he put them in a copying. He put a $20 bill in a color copying machine and just printed them out.
Yeah.
And then he cut them up, and he would go to, he worked in San Francisco, Daly City. You know where that is in San Fran?
Just outside. Daly City, yeah.
Right. So anyway, and apparently they caught him on, because every place he'd go, they were doing an analysis of where the heck this money was coming from. Every place this dummy went, he would substitute the real 20s for the fake 20s.
Let's see if we can figure out a pattern here.
Yeah. But yeah, right, exactly. And so that's what, but it does, you know, it's one of those silly things, but yet you wonder, okay, how come it's taken so long for somebody to figure out how to do this? And if you had really good counterfeit bills,
yeah,
this would be actually a pretty good gig.
Greedy people always get caught.
You think that's true, Richie?
If he'd have done it once. Left it alone, he might have gotten away with it.
Yeah,
nah,
yeah.
You got to go back,
gotta keep
dip
doing
your hand
it.
In the till
yeah.
One more time.
All right, so that's the story. Doug Stephan, good day. Follow our Facebook comments. And we have a number of things going on there today for you.
Seinfeld, Car Talk.
Right, that kind of stuff. Good.